This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the new labour reforms by the government reflect the commitment to a future-ready economy, simplifying compliance, empowering women workers, and strengthening country's position in a global value chain. Sharing an article by Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia, Mr. Modi asserted that the world acknowledges India's rise as a trusted global partner. Justice Suryakant today took oath as the 53rd Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to him at the Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Justice Suryakant has succeeded Justice B.R. Gawai, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda and other dignitaries were present during the oath-taking ceremony. The National Commission for Women has rolled out a new 24/7 short helpline number 14490 to ensure quicker and more accessible support for women in distress across the country. In a statement, the Commission said that the toll-free number serves as an easy-to-recall short code connected to the Commission's existing helpline, enabling women to seek assistance without any delay. The new helpline number strengthens NCW's ongoing efforts to provide immediate help to women facing violence, harassment, or any form of distress. The Indian Navy today commissioned INS Mahe, the first vessel of Mahe-class anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi presided over the ceremony as the chief guest, marking a significant milestone in the induction of a new generation of indigenous shallow water combatants. Speaking at the event, General Upendra Dwivedi emphasized that the true strength of the armed forces lies in synergy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will grace the occasion of the flag-hoisting ceremony at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, which will also termed as the end of the temple construction work. Mr. Modi will also hold a roadshow in Ayodhya city. The Prime Minister will also visit Kurukshetra tomorrow evening to participate in a special program commemorating the 358th Shahidi Diwas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. Goa electors are actively participating in the special intensive revision exercise drive. Over 8,27,000 enumeration forms have been collected and digitized. Enumeration forms were printed for electors of all 40 constituencies and distributed to BLOs to be taken from house to house. BLOs are trained to explain to the people how to fill enumeration forms and check their names. Standard & Poor's Global Rating has projected that India's economy will grow by 6.5% in the current fiscal year and 6.7% in the next financial year. It said that expected tax cuts and monetary policy easing will give boost to consumption-driven growth. India's real GDP is estimated to have expanded at 7.8% in the April-June quarter of the current fiscal, the fastest pace in 5 quarters. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and India and Canada will fast-track negotiations for free trade agreement to boost bilateral trade and investment. Addressing the Indo-Canadian Business Chamber in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal said India sees considerable scope for collaboration with Canada in critical minerals, clean energy, nuclear energy, and supply chain diversification. The International Film Festival of India has partnered with the United Nations Children's Fund to showcase movies about children, highlighting the beauty and struggles of childhood. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, UNICEF India representative Cynthia McCaffrey said 5 films are being screened at IFFI 2025 in Goa to raise children's issues, challenges and opportunities. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has reached Bhutan to lead the delegation for the return of sacred relics of Lord Buddha, which was brought to the Himalayan nation for public exposition. The relics from India were enshrined at the Grand Kunri Hall in Tashi Chorjong were sent for exposition as a special gesture for the Global Peace Prayer Festival organized by Bhutan. Veteran actor and Padma Bhushan awardee Dharmendra passed away at his Mumbai residence this morning. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.